Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis, and I am having so much fun doing Talk Healthy Today, and I love Foodie Friday. And of course, one of the first people I thought of when I started doing this was the fantastic Liz Wise, RD. She is behind so many excellent books. No Wine with Dinner, W-H-I-N-E. She's got the Smoothie Bowl Coloring Cookbook. She's got the Meal Makeover Moms, the Mom's Guide to Meal Makeovers. I mean, she is just dynamite, and she joins us now. Hi, Liz.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, we always have so much fun. So glad you're here. Well, we're going to be talking about delicious winter squash recipes. I tell you, a couple years ago, Liz, I got so turned on. Well, that sounds funny. I got so into butternut squash that I actually kind of overdosed on it, because what I did is I cut it thin. I put a little avocado oil. I roasted it. I would put spaghetti sauce on top of it, vegetables on top of it, chicken, beef, blah, 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 et cetera, that I used it instead of grains, and I just felt much lighter and much better. So I'm excited to get some new squash recipes because I want to get back into it.
Well, and you know, you mentioned it being a replacement for grains for you, and I'm a big grains eater, but sometimes I just want to kind of shake it up, which is why I am currently very obsessed with spaghetti squash, because it kind of mimics the look of spaghetti if you prepare it the right way. And it's fun to eat, and so I hope we can talk spaghetti squash, too.
Oh, definitely. All right, well, first of all, let's talk about how to make it, because I would get my squash, especially with the butternut squash, and we will talk about spaghetti squash, but I would get it already cut up, because I'll admit, I just would struggle with it. It just seemed like a big pain in the butt. Maybe I didn't have the right type of peeler. But talk to us about spaghetti squash, because I'm guessing you don't even need to peel that.
No, you don't. And, you know, you're right, squash, depending on which winter squash you choose, the preparations can be different. I mean, for example, I will buy the pre-cut butternut squash, like you just mentioned. I'll toss it with olive oil,
good.
And I'll roast it. And it's just such an easy side dish for your family. And that's, you know, we want to make vegetables easy, since most people don't eat enough of them. But if you go to the market and you see spaghetti squash, you might sort of scratch your head and say, what am I going to do with this thing? Do I need a machete to slice it? It could be overwhelming for people. Because remember, squash grows for many months. It has a long growing season. The rind gets really tough. But that's why you get to eat it in the winter. It has a long shelf life. You could just sit it on your counter, and it just seems to last forever. And so how do you cut through that? So when I get spaghetti squash, I always wash it. I like to buy the smaller ones, too. They're just easier to work with. And so I get the spaghetti squash, and then I just poke a few holes in it. I might use a meat thermometer, I might use a knife, you know, two or three holes. I pop it onto a microwave-safe plate, put it in the microwave for about 2 minutes. And what that does is it just starts to cook it and soften it. And then when I take it out of the microwave, I can cut off the stem and then very carefully with my chef knife, slice that spaghetti squash in half lengthwise, and then I scoop out the seeds. And you can treat the seeds like you would pumpkin seeds. And you can clean them up and then roast them, and you can eat those. So we don't need to be wasting any food. Yeah. And then to prepare it, preheat your oven to 400, and then brush the inside of the spaghetti squash with some olive oil, a little bit of salt and pepper. I like to use kosher salt. And then place a little bit of tin foil on your baking sheet, and then just turn the squash upside down. So now you only see the rind, okay? And then in the oven it goes, and 35 to 40 minutes later, your squash is done. And I pull the spaghetti squash out. I then turn it the other way, so now kind of the hollow side is facing me. It's cooling down a little bit. And then once it's cooled, maybe, you know, 10 minutes later, you just take a fork and you shred it. It's kind of fun if you have kids. This is just a great gateway vegetable because it is so playful and fun, so mild. You shred it up, and your spaghetti squash is done. And now it becomes kind of the canvas for so many different recipes, because it is, like spaghetti, so mild that you can just do a lot with it.
That's what's so nice. And it is really fun. I remember the first time I made it, I was like a kid, woohoo, look at this. You know, it seems like there's spaghetti in that squash somehow.
It is so cool. And, you know, I actually kind of worry about children today, because they eat so few vegetables. And that's why for my family, I will stir squash all throughout the winter, and spaghetti squash has just sort of become a favorite with all of us. I mean, if you look at kids' diets today, we know that according to, this is like a really interesting survey of over 3,000 babies, it's not like the babies answered the questions, but the parents did, but babies, toddlers, preschoolers, and this was called the FIT study, which was the Feeding Infants and Toddlers study. It was done by Nestle years ago, and what they found was that, this is amazing to me, on any given day, 40% of children do not eat a vegetable. They found that by the age of 20 months, your eating habits are established, but that only 4% of a kid's calories are coming from vegetables, and that even includes potatoes, and I hate to say it, French fries. So if you look at kids today,
scary. Who
are not eating vegetables, and they are establishing their eating habits for life when they're little kids. Like, if you have little kids at home, now is the time to really push the vegetables, but have fun with it, right? We don't want to be like dictators. We want to have a good time. We want everything to taste great. And that is why I love spaghetti squash.
Me too. Now, if you don't have little kids, let's say you have teens and you're just yourself trying to make healthy lifestyle choices, what's some advice for that?
Yeah. And I mean, and you know, I have to say I have an 18-year-old, and my older son's now 21, so I've been through it all, Lisa. And sometimes teens can be a little like the toddlers, and they can be a little stubborn, a little silly. But even if you have teenagers and you think, oh, my gosh, I missed the boat, right? They've already established their eating habits. You can still break that pattern by offering a whole new array of fruits and vegetables to your family. Because, you know, let's face it, we all get into a rut. We're eating corn, we're eating potatoes, and I have nothing against those, but it's really important to kind of expand everybody's repertoire. If they like salad, then that salad becomes the foundation for making an even more diverse, colorful, flavorful, crunchy salad. You just can keep adding things to it. And so you can incorporate beans into the diet. One of the recipes I'm going to share with you is a taco-topped spaghetti squash bowl. So the spaghetti squash is kind of the base, but now you've topped it with this beany, yummy, cheesy taco topping. And if kids like tacos, chances are, because you've made the spaghetti squash a little more familiar with that bean topping, that maybe they'll give it a try. So you have to be a little bit creative, right, when it comes to feeding teens. And squash is just so easy to prepare, now that I've given you a few little tips, that, you know, it can be easy to add to your diet.
Well, I'd like to jump into that recipe, the spaghetti squash taco topped recipe. Looks good.
It is. Well, the tongue twister name I have given it is the taco.
Yes, I'm already twisting.
I'm doing this just to test you, Lisa. It is the taco topped spaghetti squash bowls. And bowls are really, like, bowl meals are really trendy and popular. And,
oh, yeah.
And everyone seems to love them. So I use the spaghetti squash as the bowl. And so you go ahead and you buy two small spaghetti squash, like a pound and a half. You know, you go to the store, you can weigh the squash, right? They always have those scales in the supermarket. And then when you get home, you prepare the squash, just like I explained to you, where you first microwave it and then you bake it. And then you shred it all up. So now you have the basis for your dinner, but now you need your topping. So the topping that I've created is a red bell pepper that I just cut into half-inch dice. I will tell you, sometimes kids are really averse to kind of chunks and lumps, and they're like, what is that? So I cut it into little pieces, and then you just saute the red bell pepper with onion. And then you add 1 cup of black beans. Now, I am a big fan of canned beans because they're inexpensive and accessible, and they are so nutritious. So beans are considered a pulse, right? Pulses like lentils, beans, chickpeas. So beans are a pulse. They are also technically a vegetable. So I use a can of black beans, and what I don't use, I just freeze. And so I drain and rinse the beans, and then I'm getting protein, and I'm getting fiber, and beans are heart healthy, and they're filling. And so, you know, I'm already feeling really good about this topping. So we've got our beans and our bell pepper and onion, and then I add a little bit of fresh chopped cilantro. If you don't like cilantro, use parsley. And some barbecue sauce, you know, just like an all-natural barbecue sauce. You add some cumin and chili powder. Stir it all up. And now you have the topping for your 4 squash bowls. Because you started with 2 spaghetti squash. Now you've got 4 halves. And then the fun part is that you lay out a bunch of toppings, just like you would if you were doing traditional tacos. And I like to lay out shredded cheese, avocado, my favorite food in the world, which you dice up, and more cilantro if you're a fan. I like to use plain Greek yogurt instead of sour cream. So you literally treat it like you would tacos, but the spaghetti squash is the star. So you're getting all these veggies, and that's your dinner. I mean, it's really easy, and it's gorgeous to look at, I must say. And then kids have some control, right, because they're topping their little bowls. And if you want to add a little extra avocado, go for it. You want to add a little extra low-fat shredded cheese, why not?
Oh, I completely agree. You know, I'm looking at your site now, and I'm looking at the recipe. And you know what's neat about it? When you first glance at it, it looks like you have it in like a tostada bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's that familiarity. I think that's really helpful. But I think I'm making this for dinner. I got to go back to the store. I mean, this looks insanely good.
It is so good. And you're so right about the familiarity thing, and especially with kids, because you were asking about teens before. Make it familiar, you know, and if tacos, like I said, is something they love to eat, then, you know, go for it. And, you know, if you do have little ones at home, little kids, they'll probably eat maybe half of that serving because little kids have smaller appetites. Teenagers who are doing sports after school, big appetites. They're going to want to have a salad on the side or maybe some oranges or a sliced, you know, mandarin orange or something on the side. And so you can kind of keep rounding it out as you go. But just always think veggies, always think fruits, always think beans, because these are the foods we don't get enough of that we want to add to our diet.
Well, you know, I want to jump to the spaghetti squash with meat-free bolognese sauce and why I love using meat-free crumbles in vegetarian recipes. I'm looking at one of your fantastic blogs. So let's talk about this recipe and then tell us about the meat-free crumbles and what kind do you use? Are they soy? Are they seitan? Give us all the details.
So I like, you know, when I go to the grocery store, I'm a big fan of ground beef, grass-fed. I'm a huge fan of ground turkey.
Me too.
And I'm also a huge fan of these meat-free crumbles. They kind of simulate, if you will, meat, like ground beef. And so I am not actually super particular. There's a brand, it's called Beyond Beef. I happen to really like that flavor. I like that one. I think it's made with pea protein, actually. And
It
just, for me, really kind of tastes and has the same mouthfeel as ground beef or ground turkey would. And so for this recipe for spaghetti squash with meat-free bolognese sauce, what I do is I do the same thing with those two small spaghetti squash. That becomes the vessel, you know, for the topping that I create. And then the topping is basically sautéed shiitake mushrooms. You can just use regular mushrooms if you want to, but they have kind of this meaty flavor. I add a little bit of garlic. I then add some baby spinach, and I just buy the bag of the baby spinach, and I throw in a few cups of that and sauté that. And I add the meat-free crumbles, which only have to cook for like 5 minutes. And turkey and beef, by the way, would also cook for about 5 minutes. So, you know, if you're going vegetarian, then certainly you go that route. If you're a meat eater, then something like, you know, ground turkey, super lean, fantastic source of protein. That would also work beautifully in this recipe. And then I add some pasta sauce. I add some beautiful fresh basil leaves. And then this becomes our topping, and then I top it all off with a little bit of part-skim shredded mozzarella cheese. So it's a really similar concept to the taco bowl, but this is more like a meat sauce. You know, and again, it's a really familiar thing for families. They eat meat sauce all the time, right? So
I love meat sauce on a spaghetti squash.
Yeah, I can't even decide which of these two recipes I like the best. But I love them because they're just both really versatile. And it gives, you know, for me as a busy mom, I want that flexibility that if I'm, you know, missing an ingredient, I can kind of like regroup. I like have a little frozen turkey in the, you know, down in the freezer. I'm going to thaw that out. Or I don't have fresh basil. I'll just use some dried basil. You know, you've got that flexibility when you're cooking.
And it's
recipes.
So nice to be able to use, right, what's in already in your home. I mean, I have this horrible habit. I go to the store way too often. And then sometimes I'll be like, okay, that's it. I'm just going to make dinner for the next few nights. Whatever's in the house, I'm throwing together. And it usually turns out okay. I'll usually make up some, like, I'll call it like paleo podge. I'll have, you know, some kind of squash or some sausage that I, you know, saute with some spinach and tomatoes and garlic. And my husband's like, oh, paleo podge again. But it's good.
I love it. Paleo podge. Very cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think you and I have probably talked about food waste, right? At some point.
Oh, my goodness.
Some
yes.
Interview. And so it is always nice to go through and see what's in your fridge, freezer, pantry that I need to use up. And, you know, something like chickpeas, you know, before I was saying I use that a cup of the canned black beans. Well, people always say, well, what do you do with the rest of the can? And that's when I'll freeze it. And then maybe on a weekend when you're making scrambled eggs, you might say, oh, I've got a little salsa in the fridge. I've got those black beans in the freezer. Got a little shredded cheese left over. I'm going to do like a Tex-Mex scrambled egg for breakfast. And then you start to kind of, you know, use up those leftovers, which is great.
Isn't it? And you also have those great black bean brownies that I love.
You are my biggest fan, Lisa.
I know. I can go from squash to brownies in a second. Well, throw the squash in the brownies. What the heck?
You could. I am making brownies later. I'm doing a big fundraiser. And we're testing, it's like a giant dinner we're doing. It's a fundraiser to raise money for Mazone, which is a charity. It's a hunger relief organization. They donate to many, many charities. And so our temple is having this huge dinner. And I, of all people, the dietitian, I'm in charge of dessert. And so I'm testing a brownie recipe. And I was thinking, oh, I should add a little canned pumpkin to those chocolate brownies. And, of course, canned pumpkin is a winter squash. There you go.
That is true. And I have to say, I love pumpkin and chocolate. There is a restaurant that they make their own homemade brownies. And I don't eat a lot of sugar, but if I want to indulge, they make their own ice cream. And you get the chocolate brownie. It's warm out of the oven with a little bit of pumpkin ice cream. And it is heaven.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
Yeah. Really, really tasty. Now, before we leave squash, I want to talk about zucchini and the spiralizing. Because that's like the big thing now. Do you have a spiral? I always say this wrong. Spiralizer?
No, it is spiralizer. A spiralizer. The spiralizing craze, I kind of got into it for a while. And
yes,
you can spiralize zucchini. You can spiralize butternut squash or carrots or English cucumbers. You can spiralize beets. And
yeah,
what happens?
Beets.
Beets. And when you spiralize, you're taking that vegetable and you're turning it into these sort of long noodles. And you don't have to cook them. Like we were talking spaghetti squash. You do have to cook that to get the kind
Definitely.
Of the spaghetti. But so you use your spiralizer. You should do a whole show on this. And then the spiralized vegetables become the bowl of pasta, if you will. And then you can do a ton of things with it, right? You can make salads. You can saute them and add garlic and pasta sauce and Parmesan cheese and fresh herbs. It's kind of like the sky's the limit. I've done a Caesar salad with English cucumber, and then you add some Caesar dressing and some croutons, and you could shred up, you could spiralize a carrot and kind of add that to make the spiralized cucumber a little healthier, right? Because you have two veggies now. It's kind of like the sky's the limit. And if you Google that, you'll find a lot of recipes out there. And there are different spiralizers, and there's one that's like a little handheld device, which I find difficult to use. And there's others that you kind of put on your counter and a little more complicated, but once you get the hang of it, it's not too difficult.
All right, so you need to teach me how to pronounce it, because apparently I've been saying it wrong on all my shows. I don't know how to say it. How do you say it?
Think of the word spiral. So it's a spiralizer. Spiral.
What did
spiralizer.
I say?
I'm not going to say what you said because then you'll get it back in your head. So we don't want to go there.
Liz.
We don't want to go there. And, you know, you mentioned
I always
zucchini.
Joke. I can mispronounce Smith. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say with the zucchini, it was interesting you mentioned it because zucchini is a summer squash. And
true.
And spaghetti squash or butternut squash, those are winter squash. And they start growing in summer, but zucchini, as we know, has a very short shelf life. You know, How many times have you found a zucchini in your refrigerator? You're like, oh my gosh, I really should have eaten that last week. It's kind of ready to go.
Like a science project.
Yes, it is. So the summer squash is very different from the winter squash. But the beauty of the winter squash is because of the deep color, that orange color, they tend to be very high in vitamin A. It's an immune booster. In the case of spaghetti squash, it's high in potassium, which is heart healthy. So, and fiber. Of course, you get plenty of fiber from the different squashes. So you really can't go wrong. Acorn squash I adore, and I cook it the same way that I do spaghetti squash, and then I fill it with all sorts of things. Like all the recipes I gave you, you could do the same thing with acorn squash. You could do it with delicata squash, which you tend to find a little bit kind of in the fall, early winter. You don't see the delicata as much now.
I've never even heard of that.
Oh, then we'll have to do a delicata show. I love. Oh my gosh, the cool thing about delicata is that you can actually eat the rind, the outer skin, because it's so delicate.
Wow.
Hence delicata. But the spaghetti squash, no way. Like, that's a tough outer shell. You would never eat it. Mm-mm. Don't
What's the color on the delicata? What color is it?
The color on the delicata is more similar to a butternut squash. So it's a deeper orange, whereas the spaghetti squash is very pale. And if you have children who are averse to food with color, then the spaghetti squash is going to be a good little gateway veggie because it's not as intimidating. I love food with color, but for some kids who are a little more timid and you want to kind of ease them in, then, you know, maybe you miss that window of opportunity when they were young to get them really excited about veggies, and now you're kind of getting into it a little bit later. Never too late. But the spaghetti squash, again, it's just one of these really terrific veggies that kids enjoy eating, and that's what it's all about.
Oh, definitely. Well, Liz Wise, you are fantastic. You will hear more from Liz here on Talk Healthy Today, Foodie Fridays. In the meantime, Liz, give us your website and tell us how we can find the spaghetti squash with meat-free bolognese sauce. Would we just type that into the search? I'm looking at your website now, mealmakeovermoms.com. How do we find the recipes we talked about today?
So when you go to mealmakeovermoms.com, you can click through to the blog. And the blog is called Meal Makeover Mom's Kitchen. And you can search on the kitchen blog for spaghetti squash. And then these two recipes will pop up. And I have another blog post where I did a roundup of 40 different winter squash recipes from some of my favorite nutrition bloggers. And there is one recipe on there for a spaghetti squash topped with like an eggplant parmesan kind of mixture. And it looks crazy good. So that's the next one that I'm going to try. But my two recipes that I talked about today, you can easily find on my blog.
Well, Liz, you are such a gem. I love having you on the program. I can't wait to have you back for another Foodie Friday. In the meantime, everyone go to Talk Healthy Today. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can also subscribe by going to RadioMD.com, and you can just click on programs, Talk Healthy Today. Everybody get in your kitchen, do some cooking, get some squash, and have some fun. Thanks for listening, and stay well.